family. I'm so happy to announce the launch of my brand new premium podcast. It's called Ideas That Matter Plus. This is an exciting new development that we've been working on for some time. This after seeing a lot of you request coming through saying thank you for what we've done and wanting more. Ideas That Matter Plus is a more targeted podcast that focuses on business strategies and more high-level thinking to help highly ambitious entrepreneurs, SMEs, business owners and founders, even the CEOs of big business. It only costs 450 Rand per month and will be coming in, but I mean coming in hot. So, subscribe now to Ideas That Matter Plus, now available on Spotify or Apple Podcast Store. Sayonara. Family, I'm so happy to announce the launch of my brand new premium podcast. It's called Ideas That Matter Plus. This is an exciting new development that we've been working on for some time. This after seeing a lot of you request coming through saying thank you for what we've done and wanting more. Ideas That Matter Plus is a more targeted podcast that focuses on business strategies and more high-level thinking to help highly ambitious entrepreneurs, SMEs, business owners and founders, even the CEOs of big business. It only costs 450 Rand per month and will be coming in, but I mean coming in hot. So, subscribe now to Ideas That Matter Plus, now available on Spotify or Apple Podcast Store. Sayonara.
Hello, Vusi. My name is Gwese Hevziba from Cameroon. I want to say thank you so much for your inspiring, impactful, and insightful podcast. I started listening to you not directly 3 years ago because my sister Meso, she always played your videos and your podcast whilst she was sewing, because she's a designer. And by that time, it was obligatory for everybody to listen to you because we did not want to, and she wanted to build us up in your type of ideology and in what you teach. She wanted us to grow mentally and to know more about money and wealth and how to manage business. When I owned my business, when I had a business, I really realized what she did was pertinent. So I started listening to you. I love the imposter syndrome, the podcast on the imposter syndrome, the March of Folly. Foundations really, really helped I and my business. And the best of the best, The Coming of Age. When you released that podcast, it was at a very pertinent time when my friend needed it, and it really, really helped him. I want to say thank you.
Hey Vusi, this is David, all the way from Zambia. Just like to say I'm very blessed by your works. I'm a proud fan of your works. I'm a follower of your works, and somebody that has been learning from your works. Your podcast has really, really changed my life for the better. I've listened to lots of your podcasts, and my favorite, Spiritual Darkness, Things I Should Have Known when I Was 22. I think I still listen to that podcast almost every day, because it really, really just changed my life the time I listened to it. And also the recent one, Foundations. Just want to say I'm really grateful for your works. I thank God for you. I thank God for a man like you that is able to come out and teach people, teach young ones, teach the world on how to live their lives and how to be innovative and creative. And one of the most things that I really love about you is your desire and zeal for the word of God, and also sharing your word that you are also a believer, a firm believer, which has really strengthened my faith, which has really also helped me in reading my Bible, spending my time in prayer, my scriptures, and also learn and try to live an upright and godly life. So thank you very much, Vusi.
Hello, Vusi. My name is Ken, and I'm from Uganda. I was excited that you came and visited us at Victoria University. I'm a student at Kampala International University, and really you have built up my mind so much. Every time I'm traveling from university, I have to put in my headphones and I listen to Vusi, Ideas That Matter. I'm so built up. So my question is, we are dealing, especially for us university students that are leaving, that are getting out of university. I do IT, and you know, IT is very dynamic, but I would like to, my focus is to be a techpreneur. I think that's why I'm doing this course, and so it becomes so hard, whereby I find myself without having a clear mentorship. So how do you locate a perfect mentorship?
It's time to take your seat at the table. Find out how with Vusi Tembegwayo as we discuss ideas that matter, a catalyst for bold action.
Hello, family. Hello, family. And welcome to this, what is another episode of the VT podcast. And here, we talk about ideas that matter. I was sat the other day thinking a bit about how far we've come on the Ideas That Matter podcast. How long has it been? I wonder. It definitely is over a year. 4 years! Oh my God! Could you imagine this? I do, yeah, because we started around COVID time. It's going on, it can't, 4 years. Where did time go? You know what I feel like? I feel like that parent who's got a little baby and then all of a sudden the baby's like walking. And then before you know it, the baby's cheeking the mom. And the mom goes, where did time go? It's been an incredible, incredible 4 years. And what I'd love for you to do is just like send us a voice note and tell us, over the past 4 years of this incredible podcast, what has been your favorite episode? Your favorite episode. Because I love getting that kind of feedback, because for me it's like, there are episodes that do well on the numbers basis, and we constantly track the numbers. We see what's moving and what's not. But there are also podcasts that I know don't necessarily hit the numbers, but they hit the soul. You know, it's the podcast that somebody just listens to and something in you shifts, something changes. The way you approach the week, the month, the year changes in you. And so I'd love to hear from you a bit about, you know, what has really moved for you. Second, you know, we're launching our forum this year. So we've got the Founders Forum, a part of School of Scale. So a part of being a member of School of Scale is you get to belong to Forum. And Forum is the place where all of the members of School of Scale, our entrepreneurs that we're helping scale our businesses, or scale their businesses rather, belong in the Forum, and they become each other's peer-to-peer mentors and partners. They walk each other through the challenges of life, because we realize that for entrepreneurs, the worst thing that happens to entrepreneurs is that they're lonely. Entrepreneurs are lonely. And so we built the School of Scale, frankly, selfishly, because we wanted a community for ourselves. And as we were scaling it and building it, recognized that other entrepreneurs wanted the same thing as well. So I'm so excited to launch the forum. If you want to find out more about School of Scale, go to schoolofscale.co. Love that beautiful voice note from Ken. He asks the question, how do you locate a mentor? Ken, you're not going to like my answer, but here it is. The first mentor of your life is you. The first mentor of your life is you. There are some of you listening to this going, what is he talking about now? Hear me out. Just hear me out. The first mentor in your life is you. How do you mentor yourself? By instilling a sense of discipline in your life. I learned years ago, I had the most incredible mentor, my first mentor ever. And I've always kind of gravitated to like older guys, right? There's something I find joyful, something I find rewarding, something I find almost spiritual in sitting under the tutelage of old people. Some old people are just old by age, but they're still infantile in their minds. But there is something spiritual almost about sitting under the wisdom and guidance of somebody who has gone somewhere, somebody who's walked the path of life, who can look at the naivety in your eyes and just smile and wonder at what life is yet to teach you. Many years ago, I had this incredible mentor, a man called Max Maisela, or as I used to call him, Bob Max, M-A-X, a separate word, M-A-I-S-E-L-A. And Bob Maisela was incredible. He was my first mentor ever. And I remember meeting with him, sat in his office, his beautiful office, you know, kind of 25th floor in Bramfontein, Joburg. It was at the NBC building. And he's such an incredible man, such a phenomenal leader. I learned so much from Bob Maisela. And then sadly, he passed and moved on. Years later, I'd come to be mentored by Baba Richard Maponya. And then sadly, he passed and moved on. So I've had just this amazing privilege of being mentored by unbelievable, incredible leaders. And I thought a bit about, you know, what I would share, Ken, when I heard your question about how do you locate a good mentor. And I think that for a number of, in particular yourselves who are listening to this, young people, and I say this with some shade of humility, recognize I'm 39 this year. Guys, in 2 months' time, I'm 39 years old. I'm not a kid anymore. I've been around the block. In 5 months' time, 6 months' time, I will celebrate 20 years since I turned professional as a speaker. 20 years. I've been traveling the world, gracing stages. 2 decades. Gravitas. Financian will know what that's about. The most watched video on YouTube by Vusi Tembekwayo. It's got 70 million views, and I use the word gravitas there. And I want you guys to go and look up the video. It's got 70 million views, Vusi Tembekwayo. It's a short. And go read the comments. There's 25,000 comments. And man, they cook me in those comments. Like, I saw those comments and I went, I am getting cooked. But what a lot of people actually don't know about me is I'm the first person to take the mickey out of myself. Like, I'll go and watch something that I said and I'll go, hey, but this guy, right?
How tall are you?
6'4".
When I leave here, I'm going to go, oh, that tall guy is a nice guy. That's it. In my mind, you're here. 6'4", guys. Then I might add something else to this. Black, well-dressed. This is how we framed you. But you're a pilot, right? How long have you been a pilot?
10 years now.
A decade. Never say 10 years, always a decade. It sounds different. It has more gravitas. How many hours have you flown?
5,600.
Close?
Close to 6,000 hours.
Close on 6,000 hours. When I open a conversation, if I'm you, this is my opening intro. Hi, my name is Amonde. I'm a pilot, close on a decade of experience. I've got over 6,000 hours in the air, and I'd like to talk to you guys a bit about my new startup that's in logistics. Have I got your attention? Now I'm not a 6'4", well-dressed black guy.
I think you can never take yourself too seriously. Once you realize that you are called by God to do work, you recognize you're not serious. The work is serious. I'm not serious. It's not about me. It's about the work. It's about the lives we're impacting. It's about the difference we're making in society. I think it was Mike Tyson that said, when people offend me, I ask myself, who the hell do they think they are? Then I remember, who do I think I am? Just a human being walking life. But what I learned from these incredible men who mentored me was I learned that I had to be my own mentor first. And I remember Bob Mycela saying to me, the number one most important skill you're going to need to learn, Tembekwayo, he used to talk to me like this, Tembekwayo. Then he'd say, the most important skill you're going to have to learn, young man, is the skill of discipline. That's how you mentor yourself first. Long before you go out into the world. Now, for a number of you young people, I know mentorship is a whole thing now. You can join Club 100 and join the community and all of those things. Mentorship has become this thing that we externalize. And so what we do is we look for a mentor so that we can externalize our responsibility to show up for ourselves. See, the minute I have a mentor, I now have an accountability partner. And if I am not doing the thing, they are accountable. It doesn't work that way. You have to learn how to show up for you first. But how? How? How do you do that? I'm going to give you the actual steps you need to follow for you to be disciplined. You have to do these if you want to foster discipline in your life. Discipline is an essential ingredient in the pot of success. You cannot achieve success without discipline. These two things are mutually exclusive. They cannot coexist. And it is both in your personal life and in your professional life. Discipline, Mike Tyson says, is about doing the thing you don't want to do, but do it like you enjoy it. Discipline. Showing up for you. That's discipline. Honoring you. That's discipline. And so a number of us are looking for mentors because we want to externalize our inability to be disciplined. How, Vusi, do you build discipline? This is the question. Get your pen and paper. You ready? Here we go. The first thing to do is you want to set clear and achievable goals.
To access the remaining exclusive content, simply subscribe on Spotify. Search for Ideas That Matter. Click on our account and then select exclusive episodes for subscribers. Unlock the content by filling in your information and gain full access to our exclusive episodes. For further details, feel free to reach out to us directly via WhatsApp at +27815057667.